This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in. And Kim, it's good to be with you this morning. Thanks for the invite. I know that yesterday there was some deliberations if I would be allowed back on the show. And I'm hoping that you do not regret that decision.
No, not yet. We'll have another powwow, I guess, at the end of this show and decide if you're welcome back tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a day-by-day basis.
It really
is. Essentially, when you're a minor leaguer and you get called up to the big club, you could be called back down at any given time. So
that's right.
That's why you don't unpack your bags that much. Like, you don't put them in the drawers. You leave them in the suitcase just in case.
You just don't know.
What a interesting morning. I haven't really seen much on the tariff side with them picking up. I know it takes a little time for that to cycle through, at least for on the consumer side. But, you know, that's one of the big things is the tariff talks and how they're still trying to get settled. But it sounds like there's a few deals that in the back pocket that haven't been announced yet, which may send the stock market soaring later. Who knows? But I normally watch it for the sake to see how Wall Street handles these. And after they made a huge mistake of selling off earlier in the year, they realized it was a mistake. What you notice is that there's not a lot of that same hesitation when it comes to investing after the fact. We've seen other tariffs come up, and it hasn't really knocked the stock market like it did back then, which is a good thing. I think investors realize there is a method to the madness, and that hurt before. I don't know if you watched your 401ks and retirement accounts back when it would drop 5,000 points.
I didn't want to look at it.
It's right back up, though. It's right, even higher.
People panic. And I understand if you're about to retire and it's dropping and there's no, you know, we don't know when it'll go back up. I totally understand that's scary. But these people who are my age, who are in their 30s and who are freaking out that it dropped. I'm like, come on. You're not planning on taking that money out. Why are you flipping out? Yeah. We know how the market goes. People freak out when something happens. There's one little announcement and it tanks or it shoots up. And then the next day people run the other direction. And so this is just part of how it works. And you just have to trust that what is going down with the market eventually will go back up.
Yeah. There's some things I just refuse to get on board with in cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. And one of the interesting things is that has continued to rise. And every time I look at it, it's like, how did it get to 110,000? How did it get to 120,000? I want to understand the technology. I understand that the technology is going to be used and it's going to revolutionize banking. I just refuse to participate in the Bitcoin stuff. I have such a hard time getting on board with
it. It's a little scary.
And it keeps going up, though. I don't understand. It's like a bubble that won't burst. So I have a hesitation with it. And I know that when you talk about retirement and things, I don't think people are necessarily using that for retirement. They're using it kind of like they would the stock market to trade quickly in order to make a quick buck or whatever. People are, man, do they find out quick when it comes to tax time, all the trades they made. They can make a 100 1,000 trades in a year, and in the end of the year make zero money on it. I just don't understand why it's worth that when you can just take the money, put it into something like a mutual fund or a money market or whatever, makes a little bit of interest on it, and then it just be hands off. I just don't get it. All right, let's do the shortlist.
The Mark Cox shortlist.
Today, Apple is announcing that it will invest $600 billion, that's with a B, in the United States over the next 4 years. That's $100 billion more than they were originally going to invest.
That's good. Your Apple products are expensive, so they have zero justification to continue offshore the way they have. You can afford American workers and pay good money as long as people continue to support Apple, which they would.
Well, I don't know about timing in terms of that. That's the specific timing of it is not discussed. I think what we have is a better understanding of the conditions under which Russia would be prepared to end the war.
And the conditions for Russia to end the war, we haven't quite seen yet. That was part of an interview with Fox Business, I believe. And the idea was, okay, you have your diplomats there. Are they coming back with a peace agreement in hand? No, they're not. What essentially they're coming back is with a laundry list of what they would need. So at least we have a better idea. So that puts us, I mean, it's more than a step in the right direction. This is like 10 yards in the right direction.
Republican majority Congress with these five stolen seats, if we allow them to succeed, will roll out the royal red carpet for a Trump third term.
It's so funny because when you talk about stolen seats, I think a lot of Republicans would argue the gerrymandering in these Democratic states, including Pritzker's in Illinois, which got made fun of last night, apparently, on Colbert. But not that I'm ever going to play the clip of that because Colbert's stupid. But if you look at the amount of stolen seats just based on what is included in the census and the way that they district when it comes to people in the country that aren't here legally, that's going to be one of the biggest makeup changes I think we'll see in the future that'll reset the way things are meant to be.
He looks at it as a betrayal of not endorsing the Democratic Party. He's never said that, but his whole attitude and access has completely changed towards us.
That's Bernie Sanders stopped talking to the Teamsters president after he spoke at the RNC convention. Yeah, I get it. I mean, here's the thing. Unions today, they're actually giving credit to Donald Trump, which is a rarity. And I don't know if that's going to be a common trend. But when you talk about punishing cheap labor in other countries, when you could be encouraging American workforces in labor here, that's something unions should be on board with. And UAW has actually praised Donald Trump because the auto industry actually has a lot to gain with the tariff and trade negotiations that we are currently in, which is good. I mean, I think unions should be happy with what this administration is doing.
That was what was so weird about the whole UAW thing, because remember when we had those big three companies that were on strike for mm-hmm. several months? And I know we had workers even here in the St. Louis area that were part of those protests. They, like you said, I don't think that they came out and endorsed anybody, because for so long these unions have backed these Democratic candidates. And I think we did start to see a shift. But it's still dumbfounding to me that some of these workers want to support the, you know, the liberal candidates. I feel like it's a lot of empty promises that they try to make them. They package it up and they put a pretty bow on it and say, hey, you vote for me. This is what we're going to do for you. This is what we're going to give you. And it just ends up being a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah, well, their workers there, UAW, Sean Fain's their leader. They're kind of revolting against him. They're not happy with this leadership. And it's so strange. It kind of started well before he threw Donald Trump a bone. They didn't like his tactics. But I think that he has propelled himself into the national spotlight as man of the people. And I'm going to defend the common guy, you know, because we're talking about auto workers and things. But he's got a
lot of... I don't like Sean Fain.
You don't like Sean
Fain?
No,
not a fan.
No, and I don't think even people that were some of his supporters are, I mean, they are calling for investigations into him. They are not happy with the way he's operating. So here's what I think you find. You find that there's these different labor strikes and stoppages, and they use it as a justification to say, well, look, the auto workers did it and they were so successful, but what they gained And what ends up happening in a lot of these other strikes, not only do they not have the same power because the industry they're in doesn't have the same, you know, profits that a GM would have. You know, they do a quarterly profit call and next thing you know, they made $2 billion. They don't, or they're losing money in some cases and they expect to be handsomely rewarded by a company that's losing money. It's a hard sell for some of these different negotiators. But I think Sean Fain goes in there and I think there's going to be a lot more to that story of how people don't like the shadiness around him. And people that have been investigating him getting punished, they don't like that either. So that's a whole different story. I know we have Jim Talent coming up, former U.S. Senator. I want to make sure we spend some time with him. Bipartisanpolicycenter.org. You can find him there, too. Looking forward to that on the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker filling in on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you, Mr. Talent?
I'm doing well, Ryan. How are you? Kim, how are you? Great.
Good.
Well, we have, you know, the news yesterday, we had some representatives from the United States sit down and get basically a checklist of what Russia wants in order to end this, which is, you know, a step in the right direction. At least you can get something written down. Are you optimistic? Do you think this could lead to finally ending that conflict?
Well, yes and no. How's that for a politician's answer? Yes, in the sense that the Russians are engaged again, which is a sure sign that they're taking President Trump's, I was going to say threats, but really promises of additional sanctions seriously. No, in the sense that I think the president's going to have to impose more costs and consequences on the Russian state in order to get them to the table. But this was inevitable. I've been predicting it for months. I think, you know, Zelensky is more or less on board. The issue is getting Putin to want peace when he is grinding out, if you want to call it this, success on the battlefield. And I'm sure it's very frustrating to President Trump because this war has been a strategic disaster for Putin, and he's just digging the hole in deeper every day, continues to fight it. But I think the president's going to have to do a few more things in order to get him to the table seriously.
Do you think the deadline Trump gave him, which was initially 50 days, and then he didn't like how Putin was reacting, so he said, actually, I'm slashing that. Now your deadline's 10 days. Do you think that was ultimately what pushed him over the edge and made him agree to at least talk to him, or you think that was kind of neither here nor there?
Yeah, I mean, the first step with Putin would be to basically kill negotiations, which he did, and then to delay getting back to negotiations, which he did. And now I think it's going to be negotiations without any real purpose in mind because he doesn't want to end the war. And again, it's extremely frustrating because the war is not advancing his own objectives. I mean, I think myself that the reason he doesn't look, they've lost. Just look at what's happened with this war. OK, so they've lost upwards of 1 million men in casualties and most of those killed. OK. Sweden and Finland are now in NATO. That's a disaster for Russia. The Western Europeans have agreed to increase defense spending, and I think they're really going to do it. Another disaster. Syria is gone as an ally because Putin couldn't reinforce Bashar Assad. Another disaster. And in return for this, they have conquered additional territory in Ukraine, slightly bigger than the state of Vermont. I mean, the whole thing is... However, I think Putin is afraid that if the war ends, the Russian people are going to start taking an accounting of how much they lost and what they got for it. And that may be the reason he's wanting to continue it.
Yeah. I almost feel like it's going to be tough to get them both on the same page when Ukraine's stance is that any land that Russia is occupying goes back to us. And it seems like Russia will not do that. So is that going to be one of the biggest sticking points in all of this?
Yeah, when I said that I thought Zelensky was on board, I mean, Trump had a bottom line in mind from the beginning. It's a ceasefire along existing lines, more or less. They'll argue about a few miles here and there. No security, no NATO entrance for Ukraine, which would be a killer for Putin. However, increased economic ties between Ukraine and the West, along with support mostly from the Europeans for rebuilding the country, including the military. that's a deal that Putin should be able to make. And I think it's a deal Zelensky will be able to make. Now, until they get to the bottom line, the Ukrainians will be talking about their maximalist demands, but they'll back off of that. I think the issue here is Putin, and I think it's been the issue for several months. And I will say, since it's rare enough that I'm right, that I predicted this months ago. I knew the difficulty would be getting Putin to the table.
The other big question is going to be what kind of deal will be made, if at all, between Israel and Hamas. It seems as though Israel has been on board with a number of these ceasefire talks, these deals, and then Hamas, of course, being the terrorist group that they are, they don't, you know, hold up their end of the bargain here. And then you see that video that they just released showing that Israeli hostage, a 24-year-old guy who you can just see, it looks like he's been starved, and he's digging his own grave in one of their underground tunnels. Where do you see that going? Do you see Trump being able to actually negotiate or help negotiate some sort of a ceasefire, finally, a peace talk?
Well, I think they were reasonably close to it. Now, you know, one never knows, but I think they were reasonably close to it until the French decided to recognize a state of Palestine. Now, this is all fantasy land, okay? In other words, there is no Palestinian state. From the river to the sea is controlled by the Israelis. They have emerged from the last year and a half as the hegemon in the Middle East, which means the power capable of dominating their strategic environment. But in this fantasy world, Hamas saw that as support, and so they backed away. I think that's entirely plausible. The Israelis have said that. A lot of people have said it, and I think it's probably true. If I had to guess, I don't think the Israelis are going to end up occupying all of Gaza permanently or indefinitely. I think what they're going to end up doing is expanding the security perimeter, creating a kind of DMZ. They're going to continue to patrol the corridor between Gaza and Egypt to make sure Hamas doesn't get resupplied. And I think the Egyptians will go along with that. And then they're going to watch the beaches to make sure they don't bring in, you know, military equipment through shipping. Okay. And then I think the Israelis are going to say, okay, the world wants to help Gaza. You go in and rebuild it, but we're not letting in anything that could be used for military purposes. If I had to guess, I'd say that's probably what they're going to end up doing. And then they and we will move on to the bigger issues in the Middle East, because frankly, I mean, it's a tragedy what's happened. But the big issues in the Middle East are building out the Abraham Accords and getting a new equilibrium based on a partnership with Israel, the United States, Jordan, Egypt, and the Gulf states.
All right. All of these things are being balanced by the White House. And honestly, it is pretty remarkable that any one administration can tackle this many things at one given time. But I think Donald Trump makes a pretty good point that all of these things were under Joe Biden's watch. He wasn't strong enough to not only prevent these things from happening or to end it. At this point, I feel Donald Trump, maybe his biggest attention was on the economy. He wanted that to be his legacy. Maybe this he's looking at it as legacy. Peace in these areas could be maybe one of the most important things he'll ever do.
Yeah, he's a great peacemaker. I mean, he settled the conflict between India and Pakistan, settled the conflict or interceded to end the conflict between Thailand and Cambodia. He's working to end the conflicts in the Middle East and in Eastern Europe. And I think you're right. I think there's a good chance that the weakness of the Biden administration directly contributed to those conflicts. In other words, it encouraged the aggressor to believe that they could accomplish their objectives by their aggression. And, you know, it's peace through strength. It's not even a doctrine. It's just an obvious reality of the world. And strength, both in terms of the military, the use of economic tools, and strong-minded and purposeful diplomacy. And we've seen that from the Trump administration. Obviously, his political opponents will never, ever admit it, but he operates effectively on the world stage.
Right. Well, Jim Talent, former U.S. Senator, bipartisanpolicycenter.org. You can find his work in a lot of places. Is it Twitter, at Jim Talent? Is that right?
That's it.
Great. all kinds of places people can find your work. And of course, here, we always appreciate the time. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Ryan.
And joining us after the break, Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. We're going
to
talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Talk about Texas and some of the Democrats apologizing for comparing redistricting to the Holocaust. That's next. 97.1 FM Talk. And I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox this week. It's been a fun week. It has been. Kim, it's always so awesome to work with you. I just so admire the work you do on the show. I really do.
Does Trisha give you the money that she pays you to say that? Does she give it to you after the show, or does she give it to you before the show? How does that whole thing work?
She doesn't directly give me the money. She mostly approves it.
So okay.
It kind of like goes
down
the chain.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Joining us now, Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Good morning, Tanya.
Hey, good morning. I thought I was about to hear some, like, good gossip going on here, and I was just, like, on the edge of my seat. But, okay, I see what you did there. It's all right.
Well, I think in general, most people realize if you compare anything to the Holocaust, the person that makes the comparison always comes up a big loser. State Democrats apologizing now for comparing GOP redistricting plan to the Holocaust. So what's going on in Texas there? It seems to me that they're kind of losing their minds a little.
Well, this is the statements that were made by one of the Texas Democratic state representatives, Jolanda Jones, is what is getting a lot of attention here. She and I'm going to read verbatim what she said, because I don't want to paraphrase this and have anybody confused or not know exactly what she said. Her statements to Don Lemon, the former CNN host on his show on Tuesday, is where this comes from. And what she said was, we better have the courage to stand up, otherwise we will fall for anything. And in this country, we will be defeated, deported, I mean, we will lose all our rights. And if you think it can't happen, it can. The next part is where she invokes the Holocaust and makes a comparison. And she says, I will liken this to the Holocaust. People are like, well, how did the Holocaust happen? How was somebody in a position to kill all those people? Well, good people remain silent, or good people didn't realize what happens to them can very soon happen to me or somebody I love. And so even if you made it, man, you have an obligation to help people who can't, because God forbid they end up targeting you and your family. Those were her exact words. Now, she has apologized in a statement to Fox News Digital. She said, I made a statement on the Don Lemon show comparing Trump's attempts to disenfranchise black and brown people to the Holocaust. That was a mistake, and I apologize for it. Trump is coming from my community, and I get emotional about it and make strong statements, but that was going too far, and I retract that comparison.
Hmm. Well, the retraction, I don't think people are necessarily going to remember her for that. And there have been a lot of wild emotions that have been going on. And it doesn't surprise me. It was on Don Lemon's program that something like this would happen. But we're talking about the powers that be right now. They're doing everything they can to try to bring the representatives back in for a vote. I think Donald Trump was right to say that, you know, politics, this is how it goes. You have to debate these things, but you have to show up to debate them, which they're not even showing up. So there's a lot of emotions going on around Texas right now.
Oh, there are, for sure. I mean, you know, you've got a lot of different things playing out with the whole story from Texas. Of course, the reason that the Democrats left in the first place is because of the redistricting push in the special session that was called by the governor. That is one of the things that's being, you know, talked about and done during this special session. The other thing, which I don't want people to lose focus on, is the flooding response. Remember the deadly flooding that killed so many people over the July 4th weekend in Texas?
Terrible.
That's one of the other things they're supposed to be addressing. And they kind of had a political calculation to make. Were they going to tackle the redistricting first, or were they going to tackle the flooding stuff first and then, you know, get to redistricting later? The redistricting stuff has already been done. They've redrawn the maps. Now they're just trying to vote on them, which is why the Democrats left, to keep them from having a quorum so they could vote, because they know they don't have enough votes to, you know, override the maps. Mm-hmm. If they're there and they vote, you know, no, then their vote will be recorded, but it's not really going to keep them from. Yeah, it's not going to matter.
That flooding part,
though, that is the thing I'm keeping an eye on, because you're going to have people in Texas who are getting louder and louder and louder about that, because their response has been, according to some accounts from folks in Texas who really had the brunt of this, it's been terrible.
Tanya, you're the first person who's even brought that up. I mean, of all the coverage of what's going on out of Texas, you're the only one who's said that this is also holding up a vote on the Texas flooding response. What about it? Is it like funding, or what are they specifically voting on when it comes to the Texas flooding?
That's a good question. I wish I was able to go down there and do the original reporting myself. Honestly, some of the stuff that has been reported, for one, in the New York Times, they did a piece where they went and interviewed one of the men who owns land down there that flooded. And it wasn't just him. It was several people in that community who spoke up and were talking about, you know, the fact that the state has not really, you know, they didn't have a big response from the state. They're still trying to pick up the debris. They're still trying to recover, and they've really not had a lot of help. At all. You know, it wasn't like, you know, we normally see a big response like from FEMA or from, you know, where people come in and they help. And they said that some of the volunteers from other parts of the country and other parts of the state did come in right after it happened and helped. But we're talking, you know, more than a month later. And, you know, a lot of these people are saying, okay, well, we really didn't get the response that we normally would have seen in something like this, you know, in maybe another part of the country or whatever, or in the past. So that is it. They've done some really good reporting on this. There have been outlets who have. The Texas Tribune also does really good reporting there in their home state to, you know, kind of keep up with this too. But that is one of the interesting pieces of this, is, you know, why they're doing the redistricting, the push to get that done. You've also got the political stuff going on around it. you know, there's even the primary challenge John Cornyn is getting from the AG Ken Paxton in Texas, which is kind of also contributing to some of the things that are being pushed, you know, by, okay, should the FBI get involved? Cornyn has said, yeah, maybe the FBI should be going after these Democrats who have left the state. Because, again, he's in a primary challenge from Ken Paxton, and neither one of them have gotten Trump's endorsement yet, and they both want it. So, you know, you're seeing, like, different political, like, tentacles going every direction in this whole story. This is not just about, hey, the Democrats left town. There is so much more going on here.
Wow.
Yep. Well, I know we only got a couple minutes, but Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio. Before, I guess this would have been maybe an hour and a half ago, we were talking about how Kim used to be man on the street. She worked for a TV station. She was at the Iowa State Fair, is that right? And she got bit by a horse. Oh. Tanya, you ever been bit by a horse or something like that out in the field?
I have not. I mean, I had horses growing up, and thankfully I was very, very early on to stay away from the mouse. But, you know, as well as the back legs, those are also dangerous.
Yes.
But yeah, bless your heart. I am so sorry to hear that.
You've probably seen all kinds of stuff, you know, being in your position with Fox News Radio. But yeah, you do, when you're out there and actually reporting in the field, you do experience a lot of crazy stuff. I'm sure you have.
You're gutsy, and I don't know if I'd have had enough nerve to have gotten that. I did interview a rooster one time, but not a horse. So I'd
like to see that interview. I'd really like to listen to that.
Interview a rooster.
Career highlight right there. That's a resume builder, yeah. Tanya.
I know, right?
There you go, in. What's my assignment today? Wait, hold on. Seriously, what's my assignment today?
That's good.
Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Need to Google that right now.
Well, yeah, if you go to YouTube.
Her interviewing a rooster.
If you go to YouTube, by the way, you can search for Kim St. Ange and just put horse in there. It's one of the first things.
I'm telling you, it was when you used to Google my name, because I would Google myself before I would do an interview, because I wanted to know when potential employers are looking me up, what are they seeing? And, you know, it was Kim, reporter bit by horse on live TV or whatever. That was like the number one thing. I'm really proud. I mean, of all the things I did over my nearly 10-year career in television news, I'm so honored that me getting bit by a horse was the number one, I guess, most searched story.
Yeah, I see. I see a bunch of rooster passes out after an extended. That's not it either. I'm trying to find the Tanya J. Powers rooster bit. We might have to reach back out to her and see if we can get a link, or maybe we can find a clip to it somewhere
else.
Funny. But either way, interviewing animals, it's always a recipe for disaster. And I don't know. I like the idea. Like I pitched this in our newsroom. I said, there's a canine from the Michigan State Police that's retiring. Would you let me interview him? I just wanted the dog barking. That's basically, it would just be me asking questions and the dog barking on the other side of the phone. I thought that would be cute and funny. Got turned down.
They
said that no cute, no funny allowed here. So maybe it's never too late to interview a rooster. I'll have to try that and say, if it's good enough for Tanya J. Powers, it's good enough for
Come
us.
Come on, guys. Don't you know a good story when you see one?
I know. Kim on a whim coming up after the break. 97.1 FM Talk.
This report is sponsored by Overhead Door Company of St. Louis.
Kim on a whim.
Ryan, have you been following that whole situation out of Cincinnati where there was a group of people in the middle of a street who were attacking a couple? Do you remember that? And people were just like, oh, and they're recording it on their cell phones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No one called the 911 for help.
Right.
Yeah.
And what's odd is it wasn't just the people who were, I guess, part of that group who were pounding these two innocent people who, I guess, had left some festival or something in downtown Cincinnati. But it appeared as though they were beating them in the middle of the street. So all these cars were parked right there at a stoplight, and they're just watching this all unfold. And apparently, maybe one person called 911. And I know there's this notion of, oh, well, I don't really need to call 911 because I'm sure that they did it. And I don't want to be, you know, bombarding the, you know, dispatchers if everyone's calling in. But that's part of the problem, is that people have that mindset and then no one's calling in. Have you seen the images of the woman who was brutally attacked? She was knocked to the ground by some, I have so many choice words for this guy who hit a woman. But anyway, this guy who beat the woman and she fell on the ground. Have you seen the images of her face?
Well, I've seen what looks like I don't know how you best describe it. It almost looked like vegetable face, where it's like a plump tomato on her eye socket.
Oh, it's bad.
It's hard to explain.
It's really bad. She was, I mean, obviously you see the image of her getting knocked to the concrete, and her eyes are closed, or maybe they're open. It doesn't really matter. Point is, she was very out of it. And then a couple days later, she recorded a video of herself, and her, like you said, her whole eye was black, her cheek. I mean, it was really bad. But anyway, she was doing a press conference talking about what she would like to see changed in light of what played out with her and this other guy that were beaten in the street. Listen.
And the biggest thing that I think really upsets me is the desensitization of humans, where there's a brutal attack, attempted murder in front of you, and they all think, oh, cool, let me get my phone and record it. I truly hope that in the future there's some sort of bill to where somebody has to be prosecuted or at least fined if they don't call 911 first to save someone's life.
What do you think about that? So she wants people to face criminal charges, find something, have some sort of consequence if they're witnessing a beatdown and they don't call 911. They just sit there and record it on their cell phone.
Well, isn't that the plot of the last episode of Seinfeld, essentially?
I never watched Seinfeld.
I think
Seinfeld.
That's how this... So it kind of ended in a way that not a lot of people were satisfied with, but they witnessed what I believe was a mugging. They didn't report it. They got prosecuted for not reporting the mugging, and then they end up in jail, and that's how the series ends. So I don't know if you as a bystander should be, I guess, fined or jailed for not intervening or calling 911 when you witness something. I think that's a bad idea, actually.
I get where her heart's coming from. It's one of those things where I could sit here and I could...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Tell you, oh, if I were to witness that, I would do this and I would do that. And then you actually are in the situation and fear takes over and all these other emotions, and you react maybe in a way that you didn't expect it. Now, for the people who are literally holding up their cell phone and you're like, oh, and almost celebrating every time the woman got punched or the guy got kicked in the face, that's disgusting. I almost feel like, I'm not saying they should face charges, but there might be something more to that. For the people who were, for example, sitting in their cars and didn't call 911. No, I don't think. And how would you even go about that? What would you be charging with, like accessory to a crime? I mean, what would the charge even look like? How would you find them? Are you going to, every single person who's within what, a 20 foot vicinity of said incident, they're arrested? I understand where she's coming from, but I don't know that that really would ever work.
Have you ever called 911 before?
I have, but I don't remember. It's been a long time. I don't even remember what the incident was. Have you?
Yeah, I was in church once, and the guy behind us had a heart attack.
Oh, wow.
So it was one of those deals where the preacher was preaching, and you can hear him talking to his wife like, oh, boy. And you turn around, and he's sweating bullets. And we're like, I turn around, I'm like, are you okay? Is everything all right? And next thing you know, he's like, I got to lay down. And then out.
Wow.
So we called the paramedics, and I wasn't the only one that called, apparently. So I called 911 and they said, oh, someone already called. It's like, oh, okay, thanks. But they got him there and they had to take him out in a stretcher. It was actually pretty terrible. It's the only time I've ever called 911.
So it was for a medical emergency versus, oh, right. I'm witnessing a shooting or a mugging, or in this case, a total beatdown of an innocent couple.
There's been times where I've called dispatch to report.
I've called
something.
Dispatch, yeah, you know, when it's a non-emergency. Yeah. The problem is, people call 911 for really stupid stuff, and then they clog up the lines. That's the issue.
Yep, they're lonely old people.
Oh, there's a cat in the tree. Like, call 911. No, there's a non-emergency number. You don't need to call 911 when you see a cat stuck in the tree. But people do.
Yeah, exactly. So there's those instances where, yes, it would be good for you to report these things. This is where I think people in their minds kind of get caught up in it. One, they don't want to be involved. So they see and witness something and they're like, the last thing I want is for my name to be known, associated with what this person did.
It's true.
Now I'm dragged into it, and now they know who I am.
Right.
And what happens after that. The other thing is, if you're driving with your family or you're with your family and you're like, my whole point is I have to protect them, staying out of it is how I protect them. I just got to get them to a safe place and out of here.
I mean, your family has to come first. I'm going to protect. Yeah. I know my husband would protect me and our, you know, I say kids now, almost two kids, before, jumping out of the car to try to stop something. I know he would jump out to help too, but I mean, if we're in the car, his priority is protecting us.
Yeah, but don't get me wrong. If you know the people, like if it's your neighbor, you're calling us in a second.
Oh, yeah.
And you're helping. Like, you're going to help that person. There's no doubt about that. It's just when you're in random public and you're like, I know the way people act in public today, and I don't want any of that mess.
Right, right.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.